JFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
My grandfather, in his heyday, slept with all the dancers on a cot backstage. And when the show was over, you know what he'd do? He'd dip his in vodka when he was through. Dip your in vodka when you're through.
Andy Dick.
Dip your in vodka, that's what you should do. Dip your in vodka to prevent the flu. Dip your in vodka, that's a can do. When my mom taught me the birds and the bees, she said the clap will kill you, son. It's a painful disease. So don't go down like Gauguin or Al Capone. Dip your in vodka or don't bring it home. Dip your in vodka. Ooh, ow. Dip your in vodka. It's going to sting down south.
The Don and Mike Show.
Pretty much that's... That's the song by Andy Dick.
I love AD.
Your throat with the umbilical cord of comedy. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, hi, everybody.
Well, hi, everybody.
Let's turn on our celebrity hotline. We got about 10 minutes here to talk to the beautiful Jacqueline Smith.
Oh, shoo, that Hello. Is wonderful.
Hello, Jacqueline Smith. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Jacqueline? Huh. Jacqueline, are you there? Hello?
Okay. This is going well.
Hello?
It hasn't gone badly yet.
Did we say something already?
I don't think so.
No, we didn't say anything.
And the line just went Lily, went Lily Munster on us. Went Yvonne DiCarlo on us.
Wow.
Hmm. We're told she has exactly 10 minutes.
Right.
Who doesn't love Jacqueline Smith?
Everybody.
A Charlie's Angel.
And the only Charlie's Angel that's not let herself fall off the cliff with bad plastic surgery.
She still manages to look stunning.
Yeah. Okay, well, I hope you enjoyed her appearance on the show. That bit of
that
silence.
A nice round of applause for her.
That bit of silence you heard was Jacqueline Smith.
Jacqueline.
Can't imagine.
But did
she hear something she objected to?
John?
The Andy there Dick song?
Here she is.
Oh, good. Maybe it's just a problem. Yeah. Technical.
Okay. All right. We're getting her back.
I'm hopeful.
We have her now? Hello, Jacqueline? Hello?
Hello?
Ah, finally.
Jacqueline Smith, how are you?
Fine. How are you doing?
We had a little technical problem there. Sorry about that.
I was on my mobile. It didn't work.
Oh, it happens a lot. Don't worry about it.
We thought we said something that would offend you.
And we hadn't said anything to her yet. So,
yeah,
you know,
that's right.
We're a little paranoid. We're a little paranoid lately. You know?
Oh, God. We are. Yes, that happens. I was on... I was trying not to do mom's call because call waiting. So if we have big things coming in, I don't know how to. We'll just keep overlooking them.
No problem.
Well,
okay.
Let's see. Jacqueline Smith has a show tonight on Bravo. The show is called
Sheer Genius.
Sheer Genius. Uh-huh. And it's about hairstyles, and we'd love to talk about your show, and we will talk about your show. But can we talk about you? Can we talk about you and how fantastic you are? And how of all of the Charlie's Angels, not only were you always the favorite, really, in this day and age, now in the year 2007, look at you, Jacqueline Smith. Yeah. You don't look like Frankenstein's bride.
Mm-hmm.
you don't have your head pulled all the way up to your chin pulled up to your ears.
You look fantastic. No. You
well,
still look
you.
Great.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate
what
that.
What is your secret, Jacqueline?
Oh, gosh. Clean living, I don't know. You know, beauty is in the eyes of the beholder, though. You know, pretty is pretty does. All those Southern expressions my mother said all of my life. You know, she's up there in age. She's fallen and broken a bone in her neck and looks amazing and is full of courage and strength. And so I guess that's inspiring.
So you got good genes.
Yeah, it's nice to surround yourself with.
How is it, Jacqueline, that you were on this great show, Charlie's Angels, one of the most well-known, beautiful women in the world, and you didn't get all screwed up like the other people on the show? Well, why is it that you seem to be the normal one at the end of it all?
I upbringing. I had the best parents in the world, and their example was something that, you know, I admired and respected, and I think it's the choices we make. I don't know. We just... sort of born. It's in my DNA, I guess, this sort of, you know, clean living.
Was that looking back, was that, you know, the best of times for you when you were doing Charlie's Angels?
It could have been. I'm not saying the best. It's the best in the world. I mean, you know, we all suffered through a lot of stuff. I watched friends suffer through things. You know, it did turn our lives around. I mean, it was amazing in that way. And I think of it in a positive way. But we all had major changes in our life through that 5 years. But that's life. I mean, it doesn't always go on a smooth plane, and it's the ups and downs. So I'm grateful for it. I learned a lot. Friends were made. It opened doors for me. But, you know, it wasn't the easiest. I mean, frankly, the 80s were great. My children were born. So that's my favorite.
Well, what was the toughest part of it? I mean, what was the, you know, you're saying there were highs and lows, but what's something that really was, you know, what you would think would be the toughest thing about that? Was it the notoriety?
Well, I mean, I mean, certain things,
yeah.
You're on the front page of this rag sheet, and it's not based on fact, and your whole life has been about telling the truth. And you think, how did that get in there? And why did that get in there? But then, you know, as time goes on, you learn to say, this is part of the game, this is what happens, and you know, the public that reads some of those things are in the dark. I mean, in general, I have not had any real negative stories. I guess my life choices and the life I live. But sure, it was out there. I think you lose your privacy a lot. But again, it's those people that keep your show on the air or buy your clothes. And so I'm grateful that I have people that...
Oh, yeah. Hold on, Jacqueline. I forgot you got that whole other racket going, too.
Oh,
you
got another racket.
Oh, the Kmart thing.
I forgot about your whole clothes thing that you got going on as well, too, right?
You didn't seem to...
20 years.
You didn't seem to catch any of the heat when all that stuff was going down with Kathy Lee Gifford. You didn't seem to catch as much heat. Is it because of the way you did it, or what's the reason for that?
Well, I mean, Kmart, they were constantly inspecting their subcontractors. I was assured there was no child labor. Everything. They did not allow me to travel to China we were making clothes all around the world and some here too. But I was assured that everything was taken care of. Kmart, they do things in mass production. They are masters at that. And you're right. We were very precise on the rules of how we wanted the clothes made, the age of the people making the clothes. So,
I could listen to you. I'm sorry. I could listen to you read the obituaries.
I swear to God. Sense. You know, I'm here in Houston, Texas. It was a big storm.
You hear a little of the twang?
I'm here in Houston, Texas.
I'm probably not making sense.
It is taking every fiber of my being not to say something that I would mean as a compliment, where you would hang up the phone and probably want to hire.
Oh, no, that's okay. I'm sort of out of it today, to be honest with you. We really saw to it that there was no child labor. That was my main goal, and I was assured of it, and, you know, I trust Kmart. And we wouldn't have our line doing what it is if things were not done properly.
Yes.
It's 20 years. It's generated about 11.
If it wasn't Jacqueline Smith, I swear to God, I would have hung up on her.
Kmart.
Listen,
it's
to her,
been
though.
Great. I'm in a home collection. I have my own home.
You know what she's like?
With Kmart.
Like Andy McDowell without the bitchy attitude.
Right. I have upholstery.
This is a sexy voice.
Rugs and
paint. Blah, 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 blah.
Furniture. Wood furniture. Did you know what that is? Wood furniture. As opposed to the soft goods.
So not only are you...
The word is case goods.
So not only are you hot, tremendously hot, but you're also,
beautiful.
I mean, you're just totally, you're just stinking rich. You're stinking rich.
Oh, I don't talk about it. Southern girls do not talk about it.
Well, suffice to say you are.
I'm doing it for the love of now. I mean, I love design. I'm a frustrated interior designer. Designing and making beautiful spaces for women makes me happy. Or for families, not just women, but, I mean, most women are doing the shopping and decorating the home.
You have beautiful spaces.
So that is a passion. I've been a collector of antiques, and so it's a natural outlet for me. And Kmart sort of paved the way to teach me about branding in the proper way. So it's been great. It's been great to go in, you know, different directions.
Okay. God, I've been such a good boy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
God, I want you so bad.
As crazy as I am, okay.
So bad my whole life. Uh-huh. You got to know this. I wasn't a Farrah guy. I wasn't a fair guy. I didn't have that poster. I swear
to
God.
That was a pretty great poster.
I don't care. I didn't have it. And Kate Jackson, you know what she was to me? She was a retread from the rookies. You, Jacqueline Smith. Oh, my God.
Oh, well, I appreciate that.
And can I tell you, your erotic commercials for Dove or whatever soap it was.
What was the soap you were selling?
Oh, Camay.
Oh, my God. I know that they were not meant to be erotic commercials, but.
Wow, that goes back a ways. But
well,
he never.
Well, we're kind of old guys, you know.
You sound young.
We just got a compliment.
A lot of spirit there and a lot of energy. I like that.
I graduated high school early. I matured. That's quicker than my friends.
Listen to you. Now he's getting. Now it's braggadocio.
I love. Therefore, I am.
Yes, of course.
And I love you, Jacqueline Smith, and everybody does. Now listen, your show is on tonight.
Yes.
On Bravo. Sheer genius. Here's a question. Jacqueline Smith, what are you doing on a show about hairstyles?
Well, I'm a fan of Project Runway, and this is really the same format.
Okay.
And it really is enlightening for the viewer. I mean, you're going to learn a lot about hair, not only hair, but, you know, all of these 12 stylists are all very talented. So it's not always just the talented one. It's the well-rounded one, the grounded one, the one that doesn't get carried away. So it's like a character study.
Are there going to be beautiful babes on the show?
Oh, yeah. There's right. beautiful babes. Not There's very fun. Interesting judges from Jose Bear to Frederick Fekai to Vidal Sassoon. Sally Hershberger is our main judge that's on every show.
Host. Do you have a, I have to ask this, you know that. Is there a Simon? Is there a British judge?
Oh, yeah, we have a touch of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, somebody who's really going to tell it like it is, somebody who's going to be cruel.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we do. I mean, I cry when they go, so, I mean.
I know what role you would have, right.
I mean, it's sort of, because they all are, yeah, they're all so great, and they're all likable, and they're all appealing, and everybody will have their favorite and rooting for one person. But I think that's the fun part of these shows, and it's not just for sensationalism or provocative. You will learn about hair, and there's all aspects of hair.
You seem like such a nice, genuine, decent woman. May I ask you, please don't be offended, have you ever, like, stubbed your toe and just dropped the F-bomb?
Sure I have.
There you go.
And here's one more for you.
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty volatile at times, and I'm highly emotional, okay?
And here's another one for you, Jacqueline. Have you ever broken wind?
No, that I would in
see now.
No, a Southern Belle.
That's good. Though. No, that and
love
I'd stay
you.
By that. No,
that's
I haven't.
Right answer.
No, I haven't.
Don't
is the correct
talk
answer.
About that.
No, I haven't. Is the correct answer.
That's
that is
right.
That is
yeah.
That is
oh,
delightful.
That's the bell. That's it. It's the questions
thanks.
Are going to get worse.
Thank you for being on our show, John.
Okay.
You are lovely, and we wish you continued success in the future.
We love you.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
I swear to God, that could have been.
I didn't know she was your favorite angel.
That could have been like a phone sex line for me.
I know. It almost was, really. Farrah, I was a Farrah guy. I was, I was interviewed about
that. I'm not saying that I didn't enjoy Farrah.
You enjoyed the poster?
I never really did have the poster. I never had it.
I had the poster on my notebook, and I had the poster in my locker, and I had the poster on my wall at home.
Kate Jackson was a legendary farter, though. So on the set, I'm sure that was all Kate Jackson that was
She
farting.
Has the milkiest, softest skin.
Yeah, she Jacqueline is Smith. The classically beautiful woman. Mm-hmm. She really is.
And
she
has
really
aged is. So well.
She has not gone underneath the knife like...
not that you know of.
Not that you can tell.
Well, I think I read something where they asked her about that, and she said, like the Jamie Lee Curtis hermaphrodite thing, where she said, no, look at me. Well, what I am is what I am.
Wow.
A woman with both genitals.
You know,
I forgot
male
that about.
And female.
That's Jamie Lee.
You know, maybe if she
Curtis.
Does the whole clean living thing, something that we on this show, none of us have managed to do.
We should try that.
Yeah, it's too late now, Buzz.
Oh,
I forgot. Way too late.
I forgot.
Forget it. You know who the Jacqueline Smith of this show would be? Sure. Nobody.
Right. There is no Jacqueline Smith.
We got
Smith.
More Farrahs here. We got more Kate Jacksons here. Uh-huh. Hell, we got more Cheryl Ladd's here.
We do.
There is
but
not.
But Cheryl, isn't Cheryl Ladd, no, she's had the plastic surgery.
Yeah, she has.
She's had the obvious. And, of course,
yeah,
Farrah.
Has.
Right.
You know, it's like that lady you mentioned when we were porch setting the other day, the Kit Kat lady out of New York.
Wildermere or whatever her name is.
I don't know what her name is.
Name.
She's terrifying.
Here's Farrah.
Oh, I'd have killed him. I'm sure I would have killed him.
That's what it would have sounded like.
Farrah Fawcett, the burning bed.
We interviewed Farrah.
I was sad you didn't do David Doyle for her.
I didn't feel like it. I was too enamored with her.
It was too sexy?
Yeah.
That's right, Angel.
I'm looking through the television right now, and I see a little boy. His name is Don Geronimo. He's sitting cross-legged in front of the television about an inch away. Yes, hold that's on. Right, Rob. I am dead.
I've got one for you, though.
David Doyle's dead.
The late David.
How are you, Angels?
What if Powers Booth was on that show?
Hey, ladies. Wondered if you'd like to gather round. Like to give you a piece of my mind, and maybe if y'all are lucky, how about a piece of something else? How about a piece of Powers? Powers Booth. Who'd like to come into the booth? Would you like a table or a booth? Me, Powers Booth. Thank you, Kate, Farrah, Jacqueline. Cheryl, get your tiny little blonde ass over here, too. We're all going to have some time in the booth. The Powers Booth, honey.
That's disgusting, Angels.
Oh, boy. Well, we've had a few Angels on. We've had Jacqueline Smith and Kate Jackson, I believe, right? Haven't we interviewed Kate Jackson?
Who knows?
I don't remember either.
I'm staring now.
You think we would?
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.